America is at war right now. It's not a war against Iraq, nor is it a war against terrorism. It's a new war for our independence. At stake is our Constitution and the very freedoms we enjoy every day. You see, power-hungry politicians are quietly advancing something deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim they are merely promoting trade by turning North and South America into a huge economic union. But in reality, it's a brazen scheme to eliminate the authority of the U.S. government, submitting our nation to the whims of a new regional superpower. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. Help win the war against the FTAA. Go to stoptheftaa.org and help keep America free. That's stoptheftaa.org.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies' Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Recess is disappearing or being curtailed in many school districts. In Tacoma, Washington, at least 20 of 36 elementary schools have no breaks except for lunch. In some California school districts, dodgeball, tag, and cops and robbers are forbidden. Even pushing a fellow student on a swing may be considered too dangerous. Dodgeball is banned in some schools in Maine, Maryland, New York, Virginia, Texas, Massachusetts, and Utah. In New York, a 7-year-old girl who broke her elbow playing dodgeball is suing the school. Schools give two rationales for eliminating recess: fear of lawsuits and a desire to spend more time on academics so students can pass the newly mandated tests. I think there are two other reasons that are more important. A third reason is the modern drive to eliminate competition whenever the egalitarians can get away with it. They cannot eliminate team sports in high schools and colleges, but they're trying to eliminate all competitive games from elementary schools. The fourth reason why recess is being methodically eliminated from elementary schools is feminism. Elementary schools are dominated by women, and the annual resolutions passed by the National Education Association are dominated by feminist ideology. Feminists believe that little boys must be made to behave like little girls in order to build the androgynous society they seek. But anyone who has raised both sons and daughters knows that little boys have a much higher level of physical energy than little girls, and if boys are denied the opportunity to run around at recess and instead are forced to sit at a desk all day, they create discipline problems. That's why 10 times as many boys as girls end up on psychotropic drugs. Parents, don't let your local elementary school abolish recess. Little boys desperately need you to defend them from the feminists who want to force them to behave like little girls.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Can we send you the latest edition of the Education Reporter? Just write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and read about what's working and what isn't in schools across the country and in your community. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. Join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and the man who says, time is the best teacher. Unfortunately, it kills all its students. Derry Brownfield!
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is a talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Before we get involved in our program this morning with our guest, I would like to do a little mention that Beth says to tell everybody out there that just be patient, that she's going to take a vacation. She's going to leave this afternoon, won't be back for about a week. So she says, when you call in, be patient. The phones aren't going to be answered like they have been. And there'll be no rush orders because, she runs this show and she ain't going to be here for a few days. Okay, now let's move along here. I'm going to introduce a good friend of mine, Leo McDonnell. Leo founded the cattleman's group that is called RCAF. He is also not only the founder, but the president of the organization. And a lot of things I think that we can say about the good things that have been happening in the cattle business, we can give RCAF and Leo McDonnell a lot of credit for. So, Leo, it's good to have you as a guest again on the Common Sense Coalition.
Well, thank you, Derry. It's great being with you.
Yeah, you know, things are just happening right and left. I got a lot of mileage out of that Secretary of Agriculture saying beef was too high. You know, this all happened at a meeting, just last week, wasn't it, at a roundtable discussion that the USDA held?
Yes, if you remember, Secretary Johans, or USDA, had called for a roundtable in Minnesota with all the industry groups, and they had promised to reveal the science that supports them in liberalizing our import standards to countries that have BSE. USDA and AMI was there, which is the packer groups, and of course NCBA and Farm Bureau and Farmers Union and RCAP. Well, the only thing they did was kind of make a name-calling session out of it and then come back and say that beef prices were too high and U.S. cattle prices were too high. And, of course, Fed cattle prices were only $86 last week. I mean, we had $86 back in the 90s. It was pretty ridiculous.
You know, and we talk about these high-priced cattle. And, Leo, I go back even further than you do. But I can remember very well when you could sell 3 cows and buy a new automobile.
Sure, yeah.
I mean, that was back in, I say 3 cows, it'd be 4 cows. Back in 1950, 51, cows were $300 a head. You could buy a good Plymouth, Ford, or Chevrolet for $1,200.
I wasn't aware of that, but I was still just a thought at that time.
That's right. That's what I say. Some of us old-timers can remember when we did have good cattle prices. I mean, like really good cattle. How many cows, mama cows, does it take to buy a new car today?
Oh, heaven, you know, I wouldn't know, but certainly back in the 70s, 60s and 70s, you know, 7 to 8 calves would buy you a new pickup today. It about cost you a potload.
You know, I was at a meeting one night. I used to do a lot of banquet speaking, and I've kind of slowed down on that a little bit also. But I was at a meeting one night, and we were talking about the price of hogs. And hogs at that time were like 60 cents a pound. And you could do the same thing with calves back, you know, when you said you could sell 6 or 7 calves and buy a new car. And I had a car dealer in the audience said, I'll tell you what. He said, if you will bring me a pickup load of hogs and a full-size pickup, bring me a pickup load of hogs, he said, I will let you drive a brand-new pickup home. I'm going to keep your truck and the car and the hogs. But he said, for your pickup and a load of hogs, he said, and I don't care what model truck it is, if it's the one you drive every day, he said, you bring it in, and he says, I'll let you drive a brand new pickup home. So things have changed, and we talk about high prices. It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Well, you know, it's really sad that, the USDA, who oversees our checkoff, which is to build demand and hopefully improve our cattle prices, is the very group out there that's pounding, interrupting our markets and liberalizing trade to our detriment and pounding the price of cattle down. I mean, it's just ridiculous. I'm sure, you know, folks like Tyson and Cargill appreciate it, but your average ma-pa rancher or farmer sure doesn't.
Well, it's, Leo, I talk about this regularly, and the multinationals have the Department of Agriculture, and not only the Department of Agriculture, I mean they have the rest of the government officials under their thumb. It doesn't make any difference whether we're talking about meat packers or whether we're talking about importers of textiles. It's all the same. They have the government under their thumb because, hey, they're the ones that pay the price to get these guys elected.
Yeah, and I agree with you. But, you know, the other thing is that people in this country are way too apathetic. I mean, we're the ones that control the vote, the people do. And, you know, you need to start showing up and you need to start looking beyond whether a guy speaks well or tells good stories. You need to start electing some statesmen. Put some statesmen back in there.
Well, here again, we...
Because the people still control the vote.
Yes, but the people, just like in the last few elections that we've had, we didn't have a choice. I want to vote for somebody that believes in the Constitution of the United States. I want to vote for somebody that believes that the Bible is God's holy word. And we don't get those kind of people.
Well, you're right there.
So, anyway, let's move along here. You were invited to the round table discussion, though, were you?
Yes, we had several people from RCAF there. Bill Bullard, our CEO, sat at the round table. Interestingly enough, the only people that brought up science was RCAF. The rest of the room just kind of went to name-calling and trying to promote the fact that we need to open the borders up so the packers can get more money in their pocket. But they certainly never brought any science to the table, and that's, of course, because they don't have the science. Even our courts have said that you are cast right.
You know, you mentioned, or someone mentioned here, that there are 60 scientific recommendations to safeguard BSE, and the USDA is not paying any attention to those. Are you familiar with those 60 recommendations?
Oh, yes.
Okay, when we come back, let's talk on that a little bit. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition, and our number is 1-800-973-3779.
This is the Jerry Brownfield Show.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjin 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Kenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Kenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Returned. Visiting today with Leo McDonnell. He is the founder and president of RCAF USA. Leo, I have here a news release from RCAF, United Stock Growers of America, saying that the USDA ignores over 60 scientific recommendations to safeguard against BSE. And for our listeners that are not familiar with BSE, it's referred to today as mad cow disease. But we don't need to go through all 60 recommendations, but what's the USDA doing wrong?
Well, let me give you a quick little history bite, and that is that USDA had what they called a TSE working committee or working group to look into BSE, and interestingly enough, they came out with a report in 2003 following after Canada had their first case. And basically ignored everything that their own USDA scientists had said on this TSE working group, and have since been trying to open the border. And it's really, you know, kind of insane that that's what's going on.
What did their own scientists say originally?
Well, originally, they when it comes to Canada, for example, the chairman, Linda Detweiler, I believe was the chairman of the committee, said that we in North America could do this experiment all over again. She's talking about risk mitigation with BSE, waiting for each new warning before adding more stringency to our control measures. Or we can, you know, benefit from the British experiments and just do the thing right the first time. And, of course, USDA has ignored that.
What did Britain do that was right? Because they still had the problem, don't they?
Yeah, well, you know, what Detweiler's trying to say there is that Britain kind of ignored their problem for a while, until it intensified and then hit them right in the face, and then they had to deal with it. And, you know, Dr. Detweiler's concerns are the same here, is that USDA is being too casual with BSE, especially on our import standards, which have been our historical firewalls, as you know, to keep it out of this country, and we need to get serious again.
All right, now we found another cow, supposedly, and you know, I don't know how much. I've gotten to the point that I don't trust any government official, so I don't know. I guess we have a cow that has, again, she tested positive, then she tested negative, now she supposedly tested positive again. What's the deal on her?
Well, the whole thing's kind of a joke, and it's a sad joke, but what happened is because the USDA has said the inspector general has suggested that they retest the three false positives last year. USDA has, using what they call a Western blot test. Two of those cases last year, again, are still negative. The other one, it shows a weak positive. But understand that the Western blot test has been criticized by USDA in the past, and now they're using it, trying to use it again on these false positives from last year. And the Western blot test is kind of an enhanced type test. So, and now they're saying we have a weak positive on an enhanced test.
Okay, let's
take... That makes sense. I mean, it's so foolish.
Let's take another break. We'll be right back.
Is the Jerry Brownfield Show.
Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
Criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia. In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year and save lives. Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
And we have returned. Leo, have you seen Ben Roberts' book on the past, present, and future of the beef cattle business?
Yes, it's been a couple years, but I have.
Right, okay. I was going to say, if you don't have a copy, I'd be happy to send you one.
Nope, I've got one. It's a great book.
Okay, now let's go back to this BSE testing thing. Creekstone wanted to test every cattle they slaughtered, every head. And the USDA said, no, you can't do that.
Yeah, and really it wasn't just Creekstone. There were some other plants. And I want you to understand this is what USDA did was they blocked the United States from going back into the Japanese market, which we've been told would improve our cattle value $70 to $100 a head. If you can imagine that, Barry.
Why? Why? What's behind this?
You know, I don't know. USDA said, well, it's not that accurate. Well, you know, nothing's that accurate. We here a couple of years ago, we lost 600 people from salmonella poisoning, mostly poultry. And yet all that's tested, you know. But you do the best you can. You take mitigation steps. And, we send hormone-free beef to the Europe. Why can't we send BSE-tested beef to Japan? But I think the big problem is I think the big packers change speeds, from what I understand, run too quick, and they can't do it. And this would have given the little packers a competitive advantage. And that's nonsense that they didn't allow those folks that opportunity. Plus, what has cost us in the packing industry. You know, we constantly hear that these packers are struggling because of the BSE problem Canada's had. Well, we know they've lost some byproduct value, tongues and whatnot. And, open this market back up. Let those packers make a little more money and keep them solvent. We need them.
Okay, while you're talking about the packers having problems, we know that we have Packerland in Gearing, Nebraska, claims that they're going out of business. They're going to close the doors and never open them again, is the last I've heard. And they're blaming you for that.
Well, first of all, Packerland is mostly a cow kill plant, right?
I don't know what they kill.
Yeah, that particular plant's mostly a cow kill plant. And, the cattle over 30 months of age are not coming in from Canada under USDA rules or anything else. They are the high-risk population. We know that there is BSE. We found four cows so far in Canada with BSE. And, as far into Nebraska as they are, I think the biggest problem Packerland's having is we're in that part of the cycle. I mean, cattle numbers are down. People are restocking. We're just coming out of a drought, and there's just not the availability of cows.
You know, let's bring this up to up so that our listeners that are not cattle people can understand, because I see this all of the time. You watch NBC, ABC, Fox, they all do the same thing. They'll talk about cows, and they'll show you a feedlot. When we talk about cows in the industry, we're talking about a mama cow that produces a baby cow, all right? We're talking about the breeding herd. We're talking about the old maternal cows. And when Leo talks about a cow kill plant, we're talking about slaughtering the old individuals that are no longer going to be useful in the cow herd. Okay, as Leo mentioned, we're way down on cattle numbers. So, Leo, I saw the other day, and these were not exceptionally good cows at all. They were black baldies. They probably weighed close to 1,000 pounds. They were in the second and third period. They were all broken mouth cows, and they bring $1,100 a head.
Yeah. I mean, this cattle market's coming back to at least close to where it needs to be.
Okay, but that's why those cows aren't going to, a killing cow bring 50 cents a pound, so a 1,000-pound cow bring $500. What I'm saying is they go back to the farm for twice what Packerland would give for them.
Exactly. And I think you need to look at Packerland, too. I mean, that's an old plant. They've had troubles before this deal. And, it's the only way Packerland can stay in business is by bringing in product into the United States that every other modern consuming country in the world has banned because of food safety concerns. Well, by golly, maybe they ought to go out of business. I mean, we need responsible producers and packers in this business.
You know, Missouri is number two in cow-calf numbers. We have the second largest breeding herd of beef cows in the nation. And to my knowledge, I don't think you can get a cow slaughtered in the state of Missouri.
You don't have any cow plant?
We don't have one cow kill plant, to my knowledge.
Yeah.
Now, we used to have at least a half a dozen of them. We had McGee at Mexico. We had Diggs at Columbia. We had MFA down in Springfield, Missouri. We had several good, solid-buying cow-killing plants, and you have to ship them out of state today.
Right. We lost a lot of plants under USDA's HACCP program, especially the smaller plants that couldn't afford it. And isn't it interesting that nobody was concerned about the packers back then?
No, and it's certain.
And yet that program alone, USDA's HACCP program alone, is responsible for the loss of more packing plants than any other thing that's happened in this industry. Especially the little ones,
And it's been going on for a long, long time.
Well, sure. They want to see further consolidation. Less packing plants, less ma and pa outfits, because it's easier for them to oversee it and regulate it.
I'm not so sure it's easier for them to oversee it and regulate it is what their concern is, as much as it's easier for them to get big contributions out of these people when election time rolls around.
Let's
take another break. Our number is 1-800-973-3779, and your calls are welcome.
Is the Jerry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Just in, gold ownership can improve your health from SwissAmerica.com. Get this. It's a known fact that people who own gold sleep better at night and feel better during the day, knowing that their money is protected and growing in gold and silver coins. And I agree. Sure, there are tons of problems facing America, like the three D's, the debt, deficits, and declining dollar. Yet, it's true, I do sleep better knowing that my gold coins serve to provide a financial safety net during uncertain times. Do what I did. Call Swiss America today at 800-289-2646, spelling 800-B-U-I-C-O-I-N, to get the economic solutions that will keep you and your money in great shape. It's a $20 value, but free if you call 800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUICOIN. Friends, we all want to live in a country where our individual freedoms and private property rights are not only preserved but protected. That's the main purpose of the Paragon Foundation, protecting your private property right while supporting the productive multiple use of public lands. But more than that, Paragon goes to bat for you to keep your freedoms alive. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas related to their mission. But they need your help. So when you see private property rights being violated, call the Paragon Foundation. They'll make sure you have what you need to put out little sparks before they turn into big fires. But when those sparks burst into flames, they'll be there fighting for your private property rights. Support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443.
Lou Havrilla with Steel Span Buildings telling everybody in the listening audience, if you need a building for hay, machinery, or just general storage, I can provide the best building for your money, plain and simple. Here's Don from Missouri.
I just wanted to let you know that I purchased one of them buildings from Lou, and I'm really pleased with it. Lou was a lot of help, too, I'll tell you that. Anytime I had any questions to call him, he was there with answers.
I'm providing my Derry Brownfield listeners a fantastic opportunity. A 45 by 71 for $9,700. Unbeatable for bird-free hay and machinery storage. Call me for details at 1-800-894-9408. That's 800-894-9408. Or visit my detailed website at amsteelspan.com. That's amsteelspan.com.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show and the man who says a professor is one who talks in someone else's sleep, Derry Brownfield.
And we're back, visiting with Leo McDonald, who is the founder and president of RCAF. And Leo, you are no doubt going to be in Seattle, Washington on July the 13th. Is that right?
Yes, yes.
Tell us a little bit about the Court of Appeals. But this is, I guess, the USDA is appealing. Is that right?
Yes, USDA is appealing the injunction against USDA stopping them from allowing in BSE products in Canada. And NMA, which is a Packer group, is trying to intervene. Criminy sakes, I tell you, you got Canadian groups that are trying to intervene or filed amicus briefs. You've got the American Farm Bureau and National Cattlemen's Beef Association who have filed amicus briefs in support of reopening the border to countries like Canada that have PSE, and it's going to be quite a deal. The appeals court is going to look at the temporary injunction that we received in early March, but really the thing to really watch, Derry, is the July 27th and 28th hearing when we'll go to court and try and get a permanent injunction against USDA stopping them from basically making a dumping ground out of the United States for beef products and cattle that other modern countries have banned.
You know, it amazes me how we have lost our leadership in the livestock industry, total livestock industry. It doesn't make any difference whether we're talking about the beef industry or the pork industry. Here we have the NCBA, who's supposed to represent, and from day one, they were the ranchers, the cow-calf producers. And here they've literally turned against us. They've put the packers on their board of governors. They do whatever the packers say, and we pay for it with our dollar head checkoff.
Yeah, you know, and the other thing I think is a real mistake is for any industry group, especially supposed to represent their businesses, to get in bed with the government regulators. No other industry does that, and that's a big mistake. You know, I will say one thing. I had the opportunity to debate Jim McAdams with the new president of NCBA here twice in the last week or 10 days, and by golly, if NCBA would have had leadership like that all the way along, I think we'd all be in a lot better spot.
You're saying the new president is going to be good?
He's a great guy, yeah. Whether he can make the changes that are needed in NCBA or, you know, is quite doubtful.
Well, how did he ever get elected to that office?
I don't know, but he's certainly an asset.
And his name is?
Jim McAdams.
Jim McAdams. See, I don't even pay attention to them anymore. I dropped my membership back before RCAF ever started, really.
Well, I did, too. In fact, I used to sit on their International Trade Committee. And, of course, we even have, in RCAF, we even have past chairs of NCBA's International Trade Committee that have dropped NCBA because they are so extreme, so liberal in their trade positions. And, of course, this is one of them. I mean, criminy sakes, you don't. We have two firewalls to keep BSE out of our herd and out of our food supply. One of those firewalls, as USDA has testified before in front of Congress, is our strong conservative import standards. The other firewall, of course, is our meat and bone meal ban. Now they're talking about opening up the borders, liberalizing, relaxing these import standards as it concerns food safety to countries that are known to be contaminated. And no other modern world country is doing that, Derry. That's what's crazy about this whole thing.
What's crazy about this whole thing, and we can take it a step further, is that right now today, as you and I speak, over a third of our food is coming from foreign countries, and our farmers here in this country are going broke.
I didn't realize it was that high, but
it's a third.
It's pretty amazing, and you know the sad thing about it is most people don't even know where their food comes from because we don't have country of origin labeling. Over 90% of the products imported in the United States are labeled, except when it comes to food, and it's become nothing more than a gimmick and a scheme for some of these large importers or packers or processors to import this cheap. Imported product, put a USDA inspector stamp on it, sell it to an unsuspecting consumer thinking that the fruits or vegetables or pork or beef or whatever they're buying is a product in the U.S. when in fact it probably came from a third world country.
Right. You know, I didn't even know that Chile was in the business of producing fruit and vegetables until, remember, about 10 years ago or some time ago that they found some arsenic on some, they found some arsenic on some, what were they, grapes or something. Remember that?
Well, it could be. Chile's a great grape producer, and it's getting very competitive in the wine industry.
Right, but I didn't even, but see, way back then we were getting products from overseas. Nobody knew that. You don't know where that stuff comes from.
Well, a year prior to Canada having their BSE in 2003, prior to that, in 2002, 18% of the beef that you consumed in the United States either came from imported beef or imported cattle. Now, that's up from just 7% or 8% in the 80s, so you can see how rapid it's increasing.
Yeah, you mentioned I didn't realize it was 30% of our food. See, for example, our tomato growers, we used to get most of our tomatoes, or a high percentage of our tomatoes, out of Florida. Well, they just moved them, the growers just moved to Mexico.
Yeah, I think you lost half your tomato growers in 96.
Right, right.
It moves fast when it comes.
So you don't realize that our even in fruit, even in the vegetables, the San Joaquin Valley, they're trying to shut the water off on those farmers out there. They're doing everything they possibly can to get our food supply cut down to where it can be controlled by the elite. It looks to me like that's exactly what it is.
Very well could be. I think that's certainly one of the faces on it. I think another face is there's quite a green movement in these free trade agreements to actually get agriculture off the land here in the United States. I've heard statements before when I've been back in D.C. that, you know, if we can import beef, then why do we need to run cattle on federal lands? And, you know, that's just a green statement. And there's a very good reason why we want to run cattle on those kind of lands. We want to maintain the economic base in those communities.
You said you're going to be on July the 13th in Seattle, Washington. That's the Court of Appeals, Ninth Circuit. You know, when we say Ninth Circuit, we shiver just a little bit. Is the Ninth Circuit going to be good to you?
Well, I don't know. Every time you go to court, you take a risk of losing, you know. And obviously, I mean, you know, this thing's been pretty well politicized, but, you know, I feel comfortable in going back to the Ninth Circuit. You know, all you can do is trust in the system, put the facts out on the table. You know, USDA has been criticized very heavily for not bringing the science to the table, and they still haven't brought the science to the table. And I think we're going to be okay. I think we'll be fine, and I think when we get into the July 27th for the permanent injunction, I think we'll be fine there too. USDA's own scientists, own TSE working group has criticized them for not following the science, has criticized USDA for not finding out what is the true prevalence and risk in Canada. So we'll be fine.
I'm also concerned about this animal ID situation that the government is coming up with. It's not going to be a law. It's going to be a rule, but we must abide by it. And you and I are going to have to put some kind of and we've been branding for years and years and years. Now, not everybody has. Some states have been forced branding, mandatory branding. Colorado, for example, you can't move any kind of a beast that's not branded. But here we're going to have to identify every living animal on our property. And they tell me it's even going to be our horses, everything.
Well, isn't it interesting, because of the fear of foot and mouth disease and BSE coming into this country, we're now pushing for a national ID traceback. And yet at the same time, we're going to liberalize and relax our standards, which allows those that possible contamination in, and then saddle the U.S. cattle producer with a $2 or $3 billion industry, the national ID, and it's just ridiculous. I mean, if you want to shore up your defenses, if you want a good trace back, if you want to keep these diseases out, then let everybody be a part of it. But, you know, they're just putting the whole brunt of this on the U.S. rancher's shoulder, and I think it's more about creating a new industry. It's more about control than it is about helping the U.S. ranchers.
Yeah, I think it's 100% control.
Imagine what it's going to do to the, you know, we talked earlier about what USDA's HACCP did to wiping out all the little ma-and-pop packers. Imagine what this is going to do to your little cattle buyers that buy 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 head a year. I mean, it's going to put them out of business.
Well, it's going to put a lot of cow producers out of business.
Well, you're dang right. And traders and stuff that can't afford the technology or can't afford the people to run it. And, you know, it's just almost criminal what's going on today.
And even after that, if they're doing it for health reasons, you and I can sell a perfectly healthy calf. And he's going to change hands 2 or 3 times by the time he ever goes to the rail, right?
Sure.
Well, I don't know. Hey, let's take a break. We're going to have to do that for sure. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. For over a year and a half, I have lived with a foot disorder called tarsal tunnel syndrome. My feet became numb with severe aching in my ankles. Additionally, my calves ached. I would have severe shooting pains in my feet, especially at night. While trying to sleep, I would literally cry from the pain that my feet were going through. My podiatrist suggested several different treatments, but could not assure me of any relief. My son told me about Cocoon GH. He assured me that the Cocoon products did what they claimed they would do, and after just 2 weeks, using Cocoon GH Extra Strength, my calves and the shooting pains in my feet started to go away. But best of all, I have the feeling back in the heel half of my feet. This GH has literally saved my life. I now get up each morning and hit the floor running. Additionally, my blood pressure is now 120 over 80, the lowest it's been in 30 years.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.
Most Americans want our government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But amazingly, some political leaders want to do away with borders entirely, whether the American people agree or not. And they have a serious plan for accomplishing their aims while deceiving the public. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA, a huge power grab. If Congress approves the FTAA, our nation will be pushed down the same path that produced the European Union. There will be no more illegal immigration because there will be no enforcement of borders. Americans will lose control of their destiny as regional bureaucrats from corrupt political systems decide our future. Sound incredible? Check out the facts for yourself. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress you want a better future for America. That's stoptheftaa.org.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
And we have returned. Leo, I want to make one quick comment, and then we have a bank of phone callers want to visit with you. But on this animal ID, you know the packers don't have any idea where the cattle really are. And once they get this animal ID, they're going to know exactly where every calf is.
Well, that's certainly a concern, and they're not supposed to have access to that kind of information, but you know, we've been promised a lot of things over the years.
Hey, they're not supposed to have access to your social security number either, but I bet people do have.
Sure.
So, no, it's going to happen, and I'm going to make a forecast or a prediction that I hope never, ever comes true. But I'll bet you 10 years from now, if you're going to be in the cow business, I'm talking about mama cows raising calves, you're going to be contracted to Tyson, Swift, somebody out there. But they're going to get control of it, and it's going to be through this animal ID.
Well, it's just one step closer to socializing our industry.
I don't think there's any doubt about it. Let's go to the telephones. Bruce in Illinois. Hi, Bruce. You're on the air.
Yeah, Derry, I have a question. I'm very, very concerned about this animal ID for the simple fact is I had hogs for 28 years, and in 2001, I lost all of my markets. I still have a few calves left, I mean a few cows, and my problem is I literally cannot afford this ridiculous system. And I know the history of this nation. We have fought diseases in this country from brucellosis, pseudorabies, to foot and mouth, and everything in between for years. And I don't even see a need for this law. And what I want to know is, are CAF going to go to Washington and lobby or do something to try to stop this ridiculous law? Because I know of a lot of small cow-calf producers here in southern Illinois and Indiana that, quite frankly, you know, they're 10, 20-head type operations. They're not going to be in business. Is there something? Is there a way to stop this?
Yeah, I can tell you right now, our membership has policy not supporting a mandatory national ID.
I can't hear you.
Yeah, but speak up. You speak a little louder there, Lee, or maybe you need to pot him up a little bit, George.
Okay. Our CAF membership has policy not supporting a mandatory ID. We believe that we already have enough in place through our state animal health organizations out here in the West. Of course, we have brand laws, and we just don't believe we need it. I think the big concern is, and I'll say it again, is bioterrorism, somebody bringing it into this country.
All right, but let's answer Bruce's questions. Is there any way to stop it? What can we do to kill this thing?
Leo's still potted down.
Yeah, I can't hear. Leo, maybe talk a little louder into the telephone or whatever you have there.
Okay.
There you come. Now you're coming on.
Okay, but I think what you need to do is you need to get hold of your congressman. You need to start petitions. You need your farm bureaus and your farmers' unions and your state cattle organizations to pass policy and stop this deal.
Well, it's coming full.
We have a national ID when we're going to be
blasting
sports standards.
Here in Leo?
Yeah, go ahead, Bruce.
Here in Illinois, the stupid farm bureau's going around telling all the farm groups that this animal ID livestock system's coming and we just need to shut up and take it. And, you know, shutting up and take it sounds fine unless you realize we're not going to have any food in this country.
Yeah,
so we have to stop
the
system.
But
what we have to have is a voice in Washington, D.C.
Okay, let's take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Jerry Brownfield Show.
Bill Federer, author of Backfired, A Nation Born for Religious Tolerance, No Longer Tolerate Religion, was recently a guest on the Jerry Brownfield Show.
The whole concept of tolerance is a Christian idea. It did not originate in Saudi Arabia, where it's the death penalty if you convert to anything, but it did not originate in communist China, where today they're still arresting illegal house church leaders. It did not originate in the Soviet Union, where for 70 years they outlawed faith. It was the Christians of Europe that fled to America, insisting on the right to worship God according to the dictates of their own conscience. Once they got over here, they said, you know, to be intellectually consistent, the same right I'm demanding for myself, I need to grant to these other groups. But it's just a fascinating study, and I go into it all in my book, Backfired, A Nation Born for Religious Tolerance No Longer Tolerates Religion.
To order a copy, send $23, check, cash, or money order to Backfired, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. For credit card orders, call toll-free 1-800-201-7892, extension 23.
Jerry Brownfield here to tell you why the Aeronizer is the most advanced air purifier available. What the Aeronizer does, it puts out higher forms of energized oxygen into the air, which oxidizes pollutants. It actually destroys airborne particles and removes them from the air that you breathe. The Aeronizer destroys viruses, bacteria, molds, and pollens. I mean, it kills them dead, making your indoor environment healthier and safer. The Aeronizer literally reaches into carpets, furniture, drapes, clothing, and porous materials to remove cooking, pet, and smoke odors. The Aeronizer is a safe, effective, and affordable solution to unleashing the natural purifying power of oxygen to not filter, but actually purify the air. To get the Aeronizer, call toll-free 1-877-605-9200. That's 1-877-605-9200. Or go online at www.aranair.us.
Let's go back to the telephones. Keith in Missouri on a cell phone. Hi, Keith, you're up next.
Hey, I think what Leo's doing is a great thing, and I'd like to see you keep up the good work. And I think there's a lot of support out here in cow-calf country for what's going on.
Well, thank you.
And I appreciate you having him on there, Derry. I'd like to see more of this. I mean, I think it's great to hear what's going on, and I think what you're all doing is great.
Okay, thanks for the call, Keith. Let's go to Kenny in Nebraska. Hi, Ken.
Good morning, Derry. My question to I got two questions. One to you, and one to Leo. Why, if they're doing such a great job stopping the border, why do we still have boxed beef coming into this country?
Yeah, we're getting more boxed beef from Canada today than we were before this all took place. Is that not right, Leo?
That's correct. Last year we took in 1.1 billion pounds of boxed beef. In 2002, prior to Canada having BSE, we were taking in about 900 million pounds. What has stopped, though, is the live cattle coming in. Now, I'll tell you right now, our injunction for our July 27th hearing includes boxed beef. It was tough to include it in the March hearing because it's been going on for over a year, so there isn't any emergency in a temporary injunction. But with some of the new findings and, of course, the findings of the USDA's own research people, their TSC working group, we have included boxed beef in our July 27th hearing for a permanent injunction.
Dairy.
Yes.
Yes, you had on a couple weeks ago the state vet from Missouri there. Kenny was his name, I believe. I don't remember.
I didn't have him on.
Well, you had somebody on there. It was a vet, state vet.
Oh, no, he wasn't a state vet. That was Doc. He's with Missouri Thornsberry. He's with Missouri Stock Growers. Yes.
Well, my question to him is, to all these vets, is jurisdiction. We don't. This animal ID system. If they understand jurisdiction, the states don't have to abide by the federal mandate.
I'm sorry, the states what?
The states do not have to abide by the federal mandate. They don't have jurisdiction in the states unless the state gives it to them.
Hey, we have a guy, he's a DVM here in the state of Missouri, that is, his only job is to get this animal ID passed. Are taken care of in the state of Missouri. He's with the Missouri Department of Agriculture, and that is his only job, is to see to it that we get all of our animals identified.
Well, then he doesn't understand jurisdiction.
It's our governor that doesn't understand it.
Well, they all, yeah, that's correct.
Okay, thanks for the call, Kenny. Let's go to Marilyn in California. Hi, Marilyn.
Hi, Barry. I just want to let you know, I used to work here in where I live in California for Bio-Rad, and they have the test kit for BSE, one of the main ones from what I understand. And you can actually go to Bio-Rad.com or BSEBulletin.com, and they have a lot of information about this. But it does say that it's only applicable for dead animals. Not for live animals. Does the gentleman know if there's any tests now for live animals?
There's three tests that they're working on, three different tests they're working on that hopefully will be coming out this year, including one that Dr. Pressner is developing for live animals. But are they out yet? No. Have they been approved yet? No. But they're in the system. They're coming through.
What good would a test do when you got animals already down then in that case? I mean, you already may have it in the, you know, BSE would already be out there in your herd, wouldn't it, if you had an animal that tested positive and was already dead?
Now, I imagine that has to relate to why are we testing these donors? Is that the question?
Well, yeah. I mean, it sounds like even though you have the scientific background and are...
Very quickly, we're going to run out of time.
What they're trying to do is to prove that the United States does not have BSE, and that's why we've been testing at such a high rate. You know, our criticism has been that on a percentage basis, Canada should be testing at a much higher rate than the U.S.
And we're out of time. Hey, thanks for the call, Marilyn. And, Leo, it's been a pleasure having you as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition. And now may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good Jewish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you. Till we meet again. Happy trails.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.